This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Warnings of strong winds that could fan the wildfires on the West Coast have added urgency to firefighters' efforts. The alerts stretch from hard-hit southern Oregon to northern California in the U.S. and last through Monday evening. One family that lost their home fears having to evacuate a second time because of the weather. Authorities say nearly all the dozens of people reported missing after devastating blaze in southern Oregon have been accounted for, but the fires have killed at least 35 people from California to Washington state. The flames have turned homes into rubble, forced tens of thousands to flee, and shrouded the region with smoke so thick that air quality was some of the worst in the world. Thousands of President Trump's supporters packed a facility in suburban Las Vegas as he speaks for his first indoor political rally in months. Ahead of the Sunday evening rally, Mr. Trump attended an indoor fundraiser in which most attendees did not wear masks as prescribed by health officials, warning of the spread of the novel coronavirus. The state's Democratic governor, Steve Sisolak, says in a statement that the president is taking reckless and selfish actions that put lives in danger. Mr. Trump is on the second day of a Western campaign swing. A sheriff's office in the state of Georgia says that it has fired a deputy seen on video repeatedly punching a black man during a traffic stop. The Clayton County Sheriff's Office said Sunday the deputy was fired for using excessive force. It did not identify that deputy. It said a criminal investigation has been turned over to the district's attorney's office. According to his attorney, 26-year-old Roderick Walker was arrested and beaten after Clayton County Sheriff's deputies pulled over the vehicle he was riding in Friday with his girlfriend, their five-month-old child, and stepson for an alleged broken taillight. This is VOA News. Japan's ruling party votes Monday for its next leader, with top government advisor Yoshihide Suga all but certain to win and replace Shinzo Abe as the country's new prime minister. The chief cabinet secretary, Suga, is heavily tipped to win the Liberal Democratic Party bailout, or ballot, I should say, with a parliamentary vote Wednesday set to elevate him to the country's top job. Even before he formally announced his run, the 71-year-old had won the support of key factions within the ruling party, with his candidacy viewed as promising stability and a continuation of Abe's policies. The LDP has chosen to poll only its lawmakers in parliament and three representatives from each of the country's 47 regions, which is a broader ballot, including rank-and-file members that officials said would have taken too long to organize. Format is expected to further bolster Suga against his two top competitors, former Defense Minister Shigeru Ishiba and LDP Policy Chief Fumio Kishida. Israel will reinstate a strict countryside and countrywide lockdown this week amid a stubborn surge in coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement in a televised speech Sunday. The lockdown is expected to last at least 3 weeks. Israel has had more than 150,000 confirmed cases of the virus and more than 1,100 deaths. Given its population of 9 million, the country now has one of the world's worst outbreaks. It is seeing more than 4,000 new cases of the virus each day. Globally, there are more than 922,000 COVID-19-related deaths and more than 28.9 confirmed infections. The United States and Brazil together make up more than a third of the deaths, while the U.S., India, and Brazil together make up well more than half of the world's infections. A person familiar with the matter said Sunday that China's ByteDance has picked a consortium led by Oracle Corporation for a deal for the U.S. operations of short video app TikTok, beating out rival bidder Microsoft Corporation. ByteDance has been in talks with TikTok's U.S. business to potential buyers since U.S. President Donald Trump threatened last month to ban the service if it was not sold. ByteDance will need approval for the deal from governments of the United States as well as China. Microsoft said earlier Sunday it was informed by ByteDance that it would not be selling TikTok's U.S. operations to the company. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.